get too excited.
Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
In 100 years, none of this will matter, so you might as well keep listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
To go.
To go.
Now that you, the listener, are here,
I'll have a pizza to go.
Ready to start the show.
I'm ready for a pizza to go.
No, Cliff, this week we're going to talk about how to have a good attitude.
Oh, let's have it. I've had it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh,
I got a new attitude.
I got a new attitude. Kendall is practically Patti LaBelle over here. And this is Cliff and Kendall.
I have been called Patti LaBelle before.
You've been called Fatty LaBelle many times.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show. It's also a radio filler program on KBSH Y99. We are Cliff and Kendall. We talk about things like Clean Week Part 2, Salute to Whales, and storage.
But Cliff, this week.
Not this week, though. Not this week. Because, you know, they said, what do you want to talk about? Clean week, too? You want to talk about storage again?
Nope.
How about another salute to whales? I said, not this week.
No.
Not this week.
No.
We want an all-new original idea.
And our new original idea is, you know, things are bad sometimes, Cliff.
Things are awful.
But
they are. Oh, sorry. This sounds more awful. Not that. Sorry.
But in bad times, show good faith and a good attitude.
Show good what?
Attitude.
Show a good attitude.
Show good faith.
Face.
Charles told me that quote, and I couldn't understand him.
Charles, whenever you talk to him, he's so garbled.
I was also in a food coma when he told me that.
Well, it's really my fault for telling Charles to go give you the message of what the show was going to be about. I don't know why you weren't involved in the meeting with Mr. Snodbottom.
Because I was in a food coma. I just had a pizza.
We were all there. Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchin was there. She was saying, hey, how about this? And we were like, hey, where is Kendall?
Cliff,
and
get a good attitude.
I got a new attitude.
I got a good attitude.
And lo, the writers did fax unto me. Tip number one. It is this. Kendall, why don't you just be passionate about your life? Come on.
Yes.
Add some passion, you know. Just be excited to be just as you are.
Yes.
Kendall,
yes,
don't react. Act. Be proactive. Think about things ahead of time.
Come on.
All right.
Cliff, I'll try.
Come on and do it!
Cliff, I want you to check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
Just during the day, periodically. Just stop and evaluate what you're thinking.
Do a self-check. I know we've given this tip before.
Well, yeah, we have. Because all these things
go together. We gotta do it again. Gotta do it again. I need it again personally. I don't do a self-check nearly often enough.
Do that.
And how about be grateful? You know what is a simple way to make your life so much better? Be grateful unto him. Be thankful. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is the whatever. I forget. How do you sing
it? I don't know that song.
You don't know? Give thanks to the Lord. Do, 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 do. I think those are the words. You know when I stopped liking church?
When they made you sing that song?
No, well, that was a bad one. Kind of, but when I stopped liking it, and this makes me sound like an old man, was when we stopped singing songs from the hymnal, and we started singing f***ing choruses of songs that were worse than what I was just singing, projected onto the wall on an overhead projector.
Yeah.
That's when I thought, you know what?
It's when they went from preaching to meddling, Cliff.
When they went from hymnaling to projecting.
Well, Cliff, something that they should know and they should do, and also our listeners should do to have a better attitude.
Be grateful.
Be open to humor.
be open to humor.
You should be open to our humor.
Specifically our humor. You know, if you really want to feel a lot better, just binge listen to the show. Every show is filled with so many jokes. But jokes after joke after joke.
Well,
especially if you listen to the old episodes where we did bad jokes every episode, then it literally is joke after joke after joke.
If I could interrupt your joke for just one moment to finish this tip. Give yourself permission to smile or laugh.
Come on.
Especially during the hard, difficult, awful, terrible times when you look in the mirror and you see how awful you look and how stressed you feel. That's when you need to be open to humor.
That's when I have to laugh. When people look at me and they sort of stop and shake their heads and I think, I know what just went through your head. First thought was, oh God, John Candy's back from the dead. And then they do the head shake and they're like, oh, no, this is just some other fat walking down the road. What I want you to do, listeners, though, if you're really feeling bad, if you got those bad times, the bad times, you know, Kendall, when you get a case of the bad times.
Oh, I got a case.
Have you?
I got three cases of the bad times.
Have you ever? I accidentally ordered three cases of the bad times.
Now I'm going to have to get through all these bad times.
And I just got it all around, and so I can't waste it. But anyway, Kendall, I just want you to believe that you are in charge of your destiny.
I believe
I can fly. So what if it's a crock of shit? Just believe it. Come on. Nobody can take your dreams from you as long as you're still breathing.
Exactly.
Amen. Amen.
Now, Cliff.
Amen.
Did you know that when you get a good attitude?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I just wanted to say, good attitude.
Yeah. I got a good attitude.
Get that good attitude.
Get a good attitude.
And Cliff, that's just stupid.
Oh, Kendall, what's this? So sorts of stupid.
Any minute, it's gonna be real.
Any minute,
it's gonna get real stupid.
Any minute now.
Okay, yeah. Here we go again. Kendall, it's time for Kendall's stupid question.
Oh, amen, 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 amen.
Now, Cliff, boy, do I got some stupid questions for you?
Hey, boy, I got some stupid questions for you.
Who keeps knocking?
Who is it? Oh my God, I thought that they were at a christening. It's Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Puttermutter Butterchurn. They've come back.
Hello, Bones. Hello, Bones.
Oh my God. I thought that you guys went to Mrs. Pussy Bottom's great grand baby something's christening.
Have you guys been drinking in the back and not going to the christening?
No, Bones. No. We went to the christening, Bones. Just at Bustletown Methodist Church.
It's just beautiful.
It was just such a beautiful moment. You had a selection from the Bible about the holiness of a baby and a foreskin.
Oh, dear, it was wonderful.
It was
I think they should get christened every day.
I believe in it. I love to go to the morning christening sessions where they have the foreskin. And I, dear.
Oh, just slurp, dear. That was terrible etiquette.
Oh, my. And then we did go, we went to Mrs. Pussy Bottom's. She had a lovely tea. She had a tea set.
Oh, I love a tea.
Excuse
me.
A tea? Now, you don't sound like you've been drinking tea.
I don't think that's tea. What is it? Let me smell that.
What is that?
Oh, my God. This green punch. What is this?
Oh, boy.
Lemon lime flavor.
It was lemon lime. We had bottles of lemon lime punch sitting around.
They put some sorbet in it. Do you know when they put the ice cream block into the punch,
dear? Beautifully, beautifully named drink called Everclear. And it is just gorgeous, boy. And the baby was beautiful today. And I loved it and I held it close to my boy.
It moved him, dear. Moved his bowels.
The baby how life can go on so long, boy. Long after you stopped enjoying living.
Oh, dear, moved his bowels.
Oh, my God. I can smell the bowels, and I thought maybe you had one of the baby's dirty diapers that you'd forgotten to toss it out.
Oh.
No.
Oh, it smells awful.
I think you two sit down. I think you might need to have a seat.
Oh, are you okay?
Help.
You missed the chair. Hold on. Let me help get her up.
No, Bose, let me help, Bose. I'm perfectly capable of doing this on my own, Bose. Lift me up,
baby. Okay, I think I've got the chair now,
Kendall, pull her around. Pull her around this way.
Oh,
sit her up.
Here's your drink.
Dear, lean on me, dear.
Oh, my.
Lean over here. Oh, lean over here.
Oh, this is fun, dear.
Oh, Mr. Snodbottom.
I'm drunk, not crazy.
Oh, my God. I've never heard that come out of the top of you before.
I was just about to ask Cliff some stupid questions.
Yeah, why don't you sit down and hang out with us during this, okay?
Okay, dear. I'll still drink my punch, dear.
Okay. First stupid question. What is the most incredible weather event you've ever been through in your life?
I've got a good answer for that.
Well, once I was 14,
I once went to a leather
tornado.
It was a leather convention. Smacked over the head.
It picked me up and dropped me on top of a barbed wire fence, dear, right down the street.
Leather jackets, leather sofas. They had a replica of the farm's leather jacket.
I really enjoyed it.
And it was better than the Smithsonian.
Terrible thing that happened. It was fun.
Well, actually, that was directed to Cliff, but
you know,
right, I'm glad we got both those stories out of the way.
That was good enough.
All right, next question. What is one field or profession you have never pursued, but that you think you probably would have been quite good at?
Oh, I don't know. I've pursued so many and failed that it's hard to say.
Podcasting, dear.
We would have been good at that, wouldn't we?
We would have. We should have gotten into that.
We should have. Why didn't we toss our hand into that ring there, Kendall?
Does anyone see my glove, dear?
Oh,
it's on your hand.
There you go. Get your glove here. Put your glove in your pocket, dear.
If you could wake up every morning, open your bedroom blinds, and look out a huge glass window at the perfect view, what would it be?
Start spreading the news.
Italy, dear. Italy.
I'm leaving today. I would look at Manhattan.
I want to be a part of it.
I would look down at Manhattan.
New York, New York.
Oh, dear. I can't believe you went to Venice without me, dear. You rode the gondola.
Dear,
must
please,
have been so romantic,
dear. I didn't want to be there anyway.
Oh, it must have been so romantic to be on the gondola.
Besides, you met Lady Holiday, dear.
Oh, dear. Bye-bye.
Okay.
this is... Let's cheer things up. Is there a time... I don't even know what is happening.
Well, I think we should just take a break because they are out of control.
Oh, dear.
I could use a Kit Kat, dear. Give me a break.
Oh, we will be right back after this.
Yeah.
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kendall to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
Come on.
You're listening to...
99.
Come on down to the Busheltown Fairgrounds to the world's fattest starving artist expo. We got paintings for your living room, bedroom, kitchen, bathroom, laundry room, children's playroom, billiard parlor, family room, sauna, home office, breakfast nook, greenhouse, prayer corner, gerbil enclosure, mother-in-law suite, rumpus room, maid's quarters, butler's chamber, pool house, attic, and even the hidden crawl space where you store your guns. Just in case one day the government goes too far. Yes, the Busheltown Fairgrounds for the world's fattest starving artist expo. Remember that people make a house, but art makes a home.
What a great break. But I'm glad we're back. Back for more, just like Cliff and Kendall.
All right, we are back.
Welcome back. We're back.
Welcome back. We are back, and we have a better attitude than we did when we left.
We've got a new attitude.
Mrs. Bottom Butter and Mr. Snod Bottom are so drunk.
I feel like they're passed out on the couch in our office, aren't they? That's what it looked like.
I had to drag him over there. Mr. Snod Bottom, smells awful.
He smells terrible. He dropped a bottle of gin on him, I think. Something like that. And, of course, it smells like shit, too.
Don't forget that.
Kendall, what I really would love to do... Mm-hmm. is help some people.
Oh, Cliff, you know how much I love helping people.
I love helping people.
You've got questions.
I love helping
others.
We've
got solutions. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
I love helping people.
All right, Cliff. Do you want to start us out and help some people?
Let me see here. We got a letter here. Oh, I had to bust that one open.
What was that, Tyvek?
It was something. It was Tyvek over here. Let's see. It's Pyrex, I think. Is that what it is? All right, let's see. It says, Dear Cliff and Kendall here.
Started out right.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, 10 years ago, my husband decided that we would purchase a motorhome and travel. Biggest damn mistake I ever made.
Ooh.
He refuses to look at a damn map. I'm supposed to give the exact directions to all places, and if I get us lost, he goes totally f***ing berserk. We spend our nights in damn dirty truck stops with damn dirty apes, and we do not see the things that I want, like giant yarn balls or huge paper mache dinosaurs, because he passes everything by. I am supposed to do all the damn cooking, the damn cleaning, etc. And to top it all off, I get to do the damn laundry in the seediest of laundromats next to rapists and serial killers and registered and unregistered sex offenders, all with no help from him. We spend 2 or 3 months a year, Cliff and Kendall, cooped up in this coffin on wheels while he watches TV, his channels, only golf and fishing. Also, there's nowhere on board this thing to store my jigsaw puzzles, crochet needles, or my sculpting balloons. Cliff and Kendall, I would love to stay home, but he's so damn unreasonable he won't hear of it. How do I handle this damn situation? I simply hate this damn lifestyle. It's not fun like your show is. It is claustrophobic and damned inconvenient, like your storage closet is when you guys get stuck in there. And that is
inconvenient.
It is. Kendall, it's signed Stuck in Motorhome along U.S. Highway 69.
Shoot him.
Shoot him.
No, if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Shoot him.
No. If you don't want to go...
You need a new attitude.
Yeah, just tell him that you're not doing it anymore.
Tell him no.
And if he doesn't want to stay with you,
he can blow it out his bitch.
Go by himself. He can go drive off a cliff.
That's right.
I got a letter over here.
All right.
I just love that we never open until we get on the show.
I like it to be new. I don't want to know before.
It's what keeps the show relevant.
It's what keeps it fresh.
Dear Cliff and Kendall,
yeah.
I have been married for 13 years, and I'm beginning to wonder if my husband still wants to be with me. He gets home before I do, and stays in his room watching TV and fiddling around on the computer.
Mm.
He never comes out to say hello when I get home.
Mm.
I go in there and greet him.
Mm-mm.
He comes out when I have dinner fixed, and then returns to his room.
Mm.
I understand the whole man cave thing. I'm doing the air quotes, Cliff.
Mm-hmm. I see you.
Everyone needs their time and space, but this has become an everyday routine. I have tried to tell him I feel ignored.
Mm.
The next night he'll come home to the living room and watch TV with me, but I feel he's doing it only because he feels he should, not because he wants to.
Mm.
Is this my clue that he doesn't care about sharing time with me anymore?
Mm.
I don't want to beg for his attention, and that sounded lonely.
Oh, my.
I can't even spell that. It's sounded lonely in North Carolina. Cliff, what is going on with it? Are you eating?
Sorry.
What do you think, Cliff?
Sorry, Kendall. I'm looking at, I'm on Instagram over here, and I'm just looking. All I follow are these Jake Gyllenhaal fan Instagrams.
Were you been listening?
I've been double tapping Jake Gyllenhaal pics over here. Have you read your question yet?
I did, Cliff. It was pretty much very similar to your letter.
Oh, boil it down into like one sentence for me.
This woman's married to this man for stop looking at Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, sorry, let me put this down.
They've been married for 13 years, and he just stays in his room and eats and never comes out.
Get divorced.
Shoot him!
Divorce your divorce.
You'll be going through the big D and don't, big D and don't mean Dallas.
Going, I'm sitting with a big D and do mean douchebag.
I started saying going to the big B. Bitch.
<I'm> blonde.
Okay.
Sorry, Kendall. I get choked up sometimes when we help so many people in a row.
And that we did, Cliff.
We did it. We did it. We did it.
It's our best part of the job. Favorite part of the job.
Helping others. I hope Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. I hope our dear friends, Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, are resting.
Did you drink the rest of that punch Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn was drinking? I think you did.
She brought that big old glass in here.
Oh, God.
Nothing to do. Cliff, I had nothing to do but look at Jake Gyllenhaal and drink that while I'm sitting here talking to you.
I want to ask you something.
Just kidding.
I have to ask you something.
I have to ask you something, and it's what the listeners say to themselves every time they listen to a show. And it's a rhetorical question they ask inside their heads, and it's, what is it with Kendall?
All right, Cliff, you ask it. What I was going to ask is, what is it with Kendall?
With you, in general.
It's
just in general.
Not
what
in
is
general,
it with you?
Not in general, very specifically.
Did you ever bring that St. Patrick's Day sherry back in here? Why are you? I don't know why you take it out of here.
Well, because I drink it when I'm working in the storage closet.
It's a shame. The only place you feel comfortable is in the storage closet.
Well, whenever I'm out of here, people are looking over my shoulder. Charles is eating God knows what, and it's filth everywhere. That's the only place it's clean anymore after I cleaned it.
I'm sure it's not metaphorical at all. I'm sure Dr. Blathers would have no comment. Ouch. Yeah, what is it with you?
All right.
Everybody knows how to play this game on our show.
It's clues.
10 clues.
Can you get it in as few clues as possible?
Thank you. We've broken that down to a really small intro now.
Here's the bones. Oh, bones.
Where are you guys resting?
Oh, bones, might as well sit down here. Oh, excuse me. Pull up a chair there.
I'm not feeling so well.
Oh, right there. You need to put your head between your knees.
Oh, sit here.
Oh my, the room.
Why do I feel like the parent here?
Does feel like it's spilling.
Dear, I do not believe I should have drank what was in that punch, like, dear. No one told me it was alcohol at all, dear.
Oh, bones on the merry-go-round. All right, so bones.
Mr. Snub, I'm just putting you just double over there.
Here, put this wet rag on your head.
And put this other rag below you. Cliff,
give him the ice stock.
All right, I have to go get it from the freezer. Oh. It's in the freezer, Kendall. I'm not going out there to get that. You guys just sit down.
Oh, stop the room. I want to get off. I want to get off.
I think I need to move. I'm too ladylike to say what I need to do here.
Oh, my D, just put your head over my lap,
Oh, dear, I'm never drinking again.
Oh, my God. Listen, guys, you just sit. Just sit.
We're in the middle of the show here. We're playing What Is It with Kendall. So you guys just quietly sit there and just don't move. It's worse when you move. All right, well, I've got a first clue, Cliff, for you.
All right.
The first one opened in 1940 in San Bernardino, California.
McDonald's.
Holy shit!
Dear, I knew that.
Bones, I never told you I was at the opening of the first McDonald's. Back then, they didn't sell hamburgers. They sold large cups full of fettuccine Alfredo.
Don't say fettuccine Alfredo. Oh, Tim, please, your bowels are awful, dear. I can't take it.
All right, Kendall, just give me another clue.
Okay.
Maybe I can get them all in one and we'll get this over with.
They were created in 1937 for the U.S. Air Force.
Condoms.
No. In World War II, General MacArthur was photographed wearing them.
Condoms. General MacArthur.
Please, that's not appropriate.
Oh, dear.
Making me woozy.
Dear, remind me to pick up condoms on the way home.
Were they
now I'm getting sick.
Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
I told you, let's get this show on the road. They're sick over here and it's starting to smell.
You looked at these.
No, I didn't.
Alright, next. He was born January 8th, 1935. 5 years before McDonald's opened. and he came out wearing condoms.
Oh my God. They didn't wear a condom.
And Ray Barron's
6 years before McDonald's. Morally safer.
No.
No. Oh my God, no?
No. Cliff, he owned a chimpanzee named Scatter.
He owned a chimpanzee named Scatter. Clint Eastwood.
No.
Well,
he met President Nixon at the White House on December 21st, 1970.
Elvis.
Yes.
Bones and infantry. I met President Nixon's daughter, her aide, one morning.
Yeah, I told you that was not anyone related to President Nixon. indeed.
Please, you look just like him. You look just like him.
Oh, please, 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 please.
All right, listen.
I've got one more for
okay.
you.
Okay, I'm going to get it. We need to start doing them in, like...
Rapid fire?
No, what is it? Like, name that tune. I can name this thing in 3 clues.
Oh, I think you can.
Okay.
He was born June 9th, 1963 in Kentucky.
1963.
Kentucky Rain.
Stephen Colbert.
No. In his younger years, he engaged in self-harm and has 8 scars to prove it.
50-year-old self-harmer.
You said 3.
Yeah, and I almost just guessed Hugh Jackman, even though he's like from Australia. So
his first movie role was a small part in The Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh!
And I have to tell you, few people have ever looked better in that outfit from Nightmare on Elm Street when he has the cut-off shirt on and the sweatpants.
You got a poster of it, didn't you?
Spoing, erection sound, Johnny Depp.
We got it, Mario. We got it,
Mario. Come with me now. Where's Charles?
Somebody get Charles. Somebody fax Charles the contractor. Damn truck stop.
Oh my god. Oh, that's just horrible.
That's just horrible.
And it's also just sad.
So sad.
Sorry. Oh, if our listeners want to learn how not to ever do that, first of all, don't go to a christening. No, I'm kidding. Don't drink all that punch with Everclear in it.
Oh, God.
Go to cliffandkendall@blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, emails at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Sure.
And listen to us at on Ride 99 at 4 a.m. on Sunday mornings, KBSH.
Sure. Kendall, we are all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. And that was said by a man who was never mild. I'm talking Oscar Wilde.
Oscar Wilde. Beautiful, Cliff.
Beautiful.
Keep your face always toward the sun, and shadows will fall behind you. And that was Walt Whitman.
Oh.
Or look up out of the gutter.
Or look up out of the gutter. Kendall, just because you're miserable doesn't mean you can't enjoy your life. And that was said by Annette Goodhart.
Well, I live by that.
I live by it. Just because I'm in general miserable doesn't mean I can't have a little bit of fun now and then.
I do not believe in taking the right decision. I take a decision and make it right. And that was Muhammad Ali Jinnah.
Oh, Muhammad. Kendall, let us rise up and be thankful, for if we didn't learn a lot today, at least we learned a little. And if we didn't learn a little, at least we didn't get sick. And if we got sick, at least we didn't die. So let us all be thankful. Let us be thankful. And that was said altogether now, not by Huda Obuda.
Yes, yes, yes.
And a thankful heart. That's the only part I can.
Why don't you take it home?
I just want to thank the Lord. Thanks for this podcast here. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
Thanks. Thank you.
Everything's fine. We've got it all cleaned up.
We shall find balance.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Don't got nothing for that one.